Support for Curious Louisville comes from Lakshmi Farms, which believes in building community and expanding minds through progressive ideas, education, and growing soil right here in Anchorage, Kentucky.
In Champions Park, almost hidden below the grass in the dog park, is a stone ring about 50 feet wide. Curious Louisville listener Jim Turner wondered why it was there, and WFPL's Erica Peterson went to find out.
So my question asker is a man named Jim Turner.
Born and raised native Louisvillian.
Grew up in Crescent Hill.
And as a child, I remember the River Road Country Club, which used to be on this site. Once the country club went belly up, we started bringing our dogs here.
Jim and his wife have a couple of dogs.
Two Australian Shepherds.
And that's how they have come to frequent the dog park.
And it got me curious.
Jim's original question was, in Champions Park, there's a dog park, which I personally had never been to because I don't have a dog. And it's a fenced-in area. And in the middle of this fenced-in area, there's a circle of stones about 50 feet wide.
I had vaguely remembered seeing a picture of the ring, an old picture, from an elevated position. And it appeared to be some sort of swimming pool or wading pool. What was it really?
So I met Jim and his wife, Paulette, very early in the morning at the site of the stone ring with Kelly Deering-Smith from the Louisville Water Company.
So this is the area we're talking about. You have to get closer to see the stones.
Wow.
So you can see the stones that make a nice circle all the way around.
Wow, and they're pretty much, I mean, some places are covered up.
Some places are covered up.
First of all, it was cool. Kelly had so much knowledge about this already. So when Jim was describing the photo that he had seen, that kind of sparked his question about the stone ring. Kelly knew exactly what photo he was talking about.
And Jim is right. It shows two men in very elaborate suits sitting on a cast iron bench at the original reservoir where Veterans Hospital sits today. And it's like they're gazing out and very proud of what they're looking at. And in the distance, you can see the Louisville Water Tower.
And you can barely see something else, too.
You can see this fountain. It's a very blurred image, but if you know what you're looking for, you can find it.
This old stone ring, which now, by the way, is the place in the dog park where they put a bunch of plastic wading pools for little dogs to cool off in the summer, used to be a fountain.
What did this look like?
Yeah. So where we're standing in 1860 would have been known as Waterworks Park, and we are standing on what's left of a giant fountain that would shoot water 100 feet into the air.
They built their reservoir on the bluff above Champions Park, which is where the VA hospital is now on Zorn Avenue. So they built this reservoir up there on the bluff, and Waterworks Park was down where Champions Park is.
So what they did is they took the pressure that was coming off of the water in the reservoir, because it's on a bluff there right behind us, and that pressure helped the water to shoot up into the air from the fountain.
People came from all over to kind of enjoy the sight of Waterworks Park. And Kelly has a very flowery quote from Charles Hermony, the chief engineer and the superintendent of Louisville Water at the time, describing kind of what their vision was for this park.
The grounds will furnish our citizens with a delightful place of public resort where the man of business can find recreation from toil and oblivion of care. Women and children obtain unrestricted exercise and amusement in the open air. And the infirm consult heaven's pure atmosphere and the genial sunlight as their medical advisors.
That's beautiful.
We were a little lofty with our comments, I think.
So a couple things are interesting about this, too. First of all, the fountain was fairly short-lived.
The park was damaged by soldiers that moved through here during the war. And so I don't think it ever really fully met the vision. By 1879, we no longer needed the original reservoir. We had built the Crescent Hill Reservoir, so we really didn't have a need for the property.
So they ended up shutting the fountain off, but the remnants of the fountain, like this stone circle, were still there. And then, years later, Jim Turner came along and wondered what it was.
The waterworks was my playground because I grew up very close to it. I rode along and through the waterworks property, going places I probably shouldn't sometimes, but when you're a kid, an indestructible kid, adventurous, that's what you do.
That can be our little secret, okay?
But actually, pretty soon, everyone who visits the dog park will know what this stone circle used to be. The Louisville Water Company and Metro Parks are actually working together to erect a sign on the site. I'm telling everyone about the history of Waterworks Park because they've gotten a number of questions about it too, as have we at Curious Louisville.
The question for this story came from Jim Turner. Reporting was done by WFPL's Erica Peterson. To see more of these stories or ask your own question, visit CuriousLouisville.org.